Introducing everybody to the Two Blind Squirrels, Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome everybody to the Two Blind Squirrels. And today we have lots more phone calls. It's a voicemail catch-up, part two. And kids, I'm coming after you. All right, to catch everybody up, we are participating in a project called Compassion365.com, in case you've been under a rock. And where a bunch of podcasters come together, who supposedly are friends, and podcast together.
Well, we can hit them with a rock, right?
Yeah. And we're releasing a show every day, and it's for Compassion International. It's to raise...
it's not nice to make fun of people.
To raise money for the needy and for the poor. And
we're supposed to help people, not make fun of people.
And it's not just money. It's everything. It's food. It's clothing. It's shelter. It's the. It's witnessing right. And sharing the truth with them of Jesus Christ. It's the. It's they take
it's
care of the
whole
them
up,
body.
Lifting them up.
Yes.
Not tearing them down.
No. And so... over there, a lot of, like I said, a lot of podcasters coming together to participate in that, and you should go participate. You should pledge, and, you know, at least, 10 cents a show. That's like $30 for the year, or support a child, which is like $30 a month, or, you know, get involved. That's all we're saying.
Yes.
Now, while we're participating in this project over there,
mm-hmm.
our friends, who will remain
quote unquote
nameless, dressed in black ninja outfits. Not the honorable samurai, but the dishonorable black ninja outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And then snuck up behind us and stabbed us in the back. And then took our places. And then pretended they were us. And then made fun of us for an hour. Or 20 minutes
17
or so.
Minutes, to be exact.
And their names, which will remain nameless, are Kidge and Swifty. Because I'm not, yeah.
We're remaining nameless.
Well, I'm not telling you the real names.
Yeah.
And so, but in that making fun of us, mm-hmm. we learned a few things, didn't
we? Yes, we did.
We learned that we don't like ourselves very much. Now, we laughed. Don't get me wrong. When I listen to this, it's very funny. It's very funny.
Oh, it was very funny.
It's episode number 39.
I didn't. I was not offended in any way.
No, I wasn't either. No. It's episode 39. I was flattered, actually.
It was very funny.
That they went to so much trouble.
I laughed.
And
a lot.
They've listened to us so much that they could do that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to. I mean, it,
so
it was
many,
scary.
And it wasn't just us they made fun of. They made fun of Amy Walks in the Spirit. They made fun of. Buford and Space Turtle. And so, yeah, they made fun of everybody. But
would you like to know the things that
wait,
I
it's
learned?
It's episode 39.
Oh, yes.
Over there on Compassion365.com. Mm-hmm. You have to go listen. If you're a fan of the show, you have to go listen to at least that one show because you'll get a kick out of it.
Yes.
So the things you learned from the show.
Mm-hmm. The things that I learned from listening to Kidge and Swifty spoof. Of
yes.
the Two Blind Squirrels.
Okay.
Would you like to know what they are?
Sure.
Okay. Number one.
Because I have a list too.
Kidge does an awesome impression of Dan. That's number one.
Oh, that's right. He did Dan too.
He did a good impression. Too. I'm sorry, but it was very good.
DG. Dan Goodwin.
DG.
From New Zealand. Zedhead.
Another thing I learned is that the Space Turtle never stops moving ever.
No.
Never.
No.
Always moving.
No. His imagination.
Always heavy breathing.
Well, he was kind of... He was the third.
Yes, they.
He was the man behind the scenes. Yes,
they drug him in or something.
I don't know if they threw him under the bus
or
if he was the instigator.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't trust any of them.
Yeah, yeah.
What else did you
learn?
I learned that we want Mac to rule the world. That's what I learned. And I learned that there's a giant.
Your list is completely different than mine.
There's a giant hole in my yard with goats in it. Apparently,
yes,
yeah, mm-hmm. somewhere.
Okay,
that you're fixing.
That I'm supposed to fix.
Yeah, okay. I don't know where the hole is,
mm-hmm.
but it needs to be filled in.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No goats.
No goats.
No, no.
Go ahead.
No, no.
Maybe it's filled in with goats.
I learned that I whine a lot. Apparently.
Okay.
I learned that I hate all gamers, all of them. I hate them no matter who they are.
Yeah.
Yes. I learned that I think that I am super fit and sexy. And that I always want to end the show. Always.
In your defense of gamers, I'm sorry, just for a note, just a side note on this. In your defense of gamers, Chris Martens,
yes,
even though he is sort of a gamer,
yeah,
he watched a documentary called Second Skin,
yeah,
which said if faith was married to that kind of gamer, I completely understand her hatred for gamers. It was a documentary about people who had given up their lives for games,
oh,
for gaming, and
okay.
lost relationships, and lost houses, and lost jobs over gaming. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's who she was married to. I mean, he didn't lose any jobs
no,
over it.
No, no.
But he lost a relationship over it.
Mm-hmm. And the most important thing,
yes.
other than learning that I always want the show to end for some reason, is that, Brad, that
yes.
you should never, ever,
yes.
ever,
yes.
ever say, how you doing, again.
No, that's... See, now you're getting into my list, because here, I have a list as well, right here. And on my list, it's, I will never, ever, ever say, how you doing... At least on the podcast ever again.
Yes.
Because I was
it's just
under,
creepy.
I was totally underestimating how creepy that was. number two, Faith's not fake laughing. See, Jane, Aether Swift.
Swifty.
Sort of portrayed you as though you just laugh at everything I say, and it was kind of fake. And
which is not true.
It's not true.
I do actually laugh.
She does actually think
it's
funny.
Not faking it. That's scary.
Right. So the
I never fake it.
The third thing I learned from the spoof is that I overreact when I get hit. And if I really sound like that, it's kind of annoying, but not so much funny. It's only funny to you, annoying to everyone else, I think. And the next thing that I learned from listening to the show
uh-huh.
is that it's also sort of annoying when I stop in the middle of a call. I kind of underestimated how annoying – because I actually listen to my own shows, but I never noticed how annoying it was that I stop in the middle of a call and go on to like two other subjects before I go back to the call. So maybe – so this has been an educational process
yes,
for me.
Yes, educational.
In seeing
process.
In seeing me through other people's mm-hmm. eyes.
It's important to do that every once in a while.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. the other thing I learned is that we promised to get together with them and haven't done it yet.
Oh.
So we do definitely now. I have a reason.
You know, it takes more than just us to get us together.
Well, and I have a reason to get together with them now.
Right. See that you can beat them with your stick?
So I can beat them with my stick. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I will be
That's what I thought.
I will be poking them back in the eye.
Yes.
No, that was genius, by the way. That was just genius.
It was very
funny. You and Lowmaster and whoever else you had in on that. I don't know who did the voice of Amy Walking the Spirit, because it didn't really sound like
her. No, it didn't sound like her.
Swifty. So she did a really good job of.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever did it did say like a lot, and Swifty does say like a lot.
Mm-hmm. So it could have been her.
It could have been her. But mm-hmm. she did a very good job mm-hmm. of. Because I could sort of tell that it was still Kidge mm-hmm. when he was doing Buford or when he was doing Dan or whatever, but I couldn't tell about Amy Walking in the Spirit. I couldn't tell if that was I know it wasn't really Amy Walking in the Spirit, but I couldn't tell if it was Swifty or not. So that was a good job by her.
Yes,
it was really mm-hmm. cool. Okay. All right, well, we would love to talk about other people making fun of us all evening,
but we're not gonna.
But we have promised to get to your calls. And I think the show really is morphing anyway.
Morphing?
Yes.
How's that?
Well, first of all, let me say I'm glad that I feel so much better. I have felt like pond scum for several days.
Longer than that.
Since last Friday.
Mm-hmm. He's felt bad, but yet he's just mucked through it.
Well, and here's the thing. My bosses flew in, like my boss and my grand boss flew in
mm-hmm.
From out of town. My boss I've met, but I've never met my grand boss. She's new. And there's big presentations, and it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how bad you feel.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go in.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I would have called in sick Monday and Tuesday for sure. Monday for sure. Tuesday probably, but whew. Anyway, I feel much better today.
Well, good. I'm glad you do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have you back.
So I'm glad somewhat. About that. But yes, the show, I think, is morphing to more of a call. It sort of has already morphed into a call-in show, mm-hmm. which is fine. Mm-hmm. But I also think there's been so much interest in the Groove Shark thing that we may, until we get sued, continue that avenue.
Seriously, don't bring that up, because that just gives me anxiety.
Okay, let me put it this way. Until we get a cease and desist, we can go sort of down the Groove Shark route. And I think that, because I already have another list.
Oh, okay.
From more people. I mean, it's not from the same group of people. Mm-hmm. There are more people who have written in. So I'm sort of excited about that. And then we'll start on a new list with a new topic and mm-hmm. see if it continues. If it doesn't continue, we can always go back to this. But people are really enjoying those, and which kind of surprised me. I didn't really – it was kind of one of those happy accidents. But so.
Well, good. That'll be fun. I think
we're going to go in that kind of direction. And
I like hearing what people like to hear.
We also want to continue in the mix. In the mix of all that, we'll mix in
stuff.
Our romantic marriage stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm having difficulty, my
How's
dear,
that?
In pulling up Safari.
Uh-oh.
I think I will try Firefox.
What's the matter?
Don't know. It's not
mine worked just a second ago.
To come up.
Worked just fine.
Just not wanting to come up. There it is. Okay, so the other thing, while I'm pulling this up, that we can briefly mention here is Buzz.
Buzz?
Yeah. Buzz is cool. Buzz is a new thing by Google. Gmail. It's in your Gmail. You'll notice it when you sign on. It's right under your inbox, and it says
okay.
Buzz.
Mm-hmm. It says Buzz?
Yep, Buzz.
Huh.
Go ahead. Are you on there?
I will be in a minute.
And, oh, excuse me.
When I have to sign out to see this?
No, you shouldn't.
I don't see it.
Yeah, well, you may. Yeah, you. Well, just hit refresh, or hit refresh right there.
Yeah, I know how to refresh. Thank you, though. I'm an idiot.
Right.
Right?
No.
I'm not an idiot? Alrighty then.
Oh, brother.
I'm an idiot. That's what I've learned from my own show.
Oh, brother.
I'm an idiot.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Don't know where the refresh button is.
I never said that.
New Google Buzz in Gmail. Share updates, photos, videos, and more. Start conversations about the things you find interesting.
Yeah, isn't that cool? And so it works. It's like this.
This is Facebook.
It's sort of like Facebook, a little bit.
Okay.
But.
Sweet! Check out Buzz.
It's a little like Facebook, but it doesn't replace Facebook in any way.
Oh, okay. So then I got to do two things now?
No, that's the thing. It's not a new thing. It's not something else you have to do.
Oh.
It's something else you can do. But it's not something else you have to do. And I think that the way they've set it up is perfect because it's in your mail.
Oh, I see it. Comments appear right in your inbox, so it's easy to keep the conversation going.
Right. But it's conversational. It's so, like, for what Carrie and Jen do with trying to do the four people in an email thing.
Oh, that's very. I can't figure out where the conversation started and where it ended.
Right. Well, I don't know that's going to help us because they're not on this. But, I mean, he has a Gmail account, but I don't think they get to it at work. And that's the problem is they can't get to the forum at work. So it's hard to have a conversation with them over email because it's four people trying to share one email. And it's hard to have a conversation that way.
Yeah, okay.
But if they could get into Buzz, then you could do that sort of thing. Because then you
should I sweet check out Buzz?
Not right this second.
Oh, okay.
But that's the other thing is it's sort of already something you're going to. So it's really cool in that.
Sweet.
In that, what do you mean? Yes, open with.
Is that what the baby? What the baby say? The E-Trade commercials. When didn't he go? Didn't what did he say when he was sitting on the plane?
I don't like Firefox. Remember, like my regular thing.
Your favorite commercials from the Super Bowl. The baby sitting on the plane. What did he say? Did he go sweet or? That he always does something funny
like that. I
forgot what
he said when he was on the plane.
He always does something.
Oh, let me show you my shocked face.
Hey guys, it's Travis again. Guy and girl.
Let me show you my shocked face. Remember that?
Yeah, but then he also said something funny, like, you know, he always gets that high pitched thing.
Guy and girl. I'm listening to High Horse still, And yes. It's going to be like I'm on crack. I've had a good day on sales. We took our new product truck everywhere. And I've been selling stuff like crazy.
Oh, good.
This is Travis from thinicepodcast.com. No, thinicepodcast.
/ something or another.
Well, you just go to mylifeministries.org and you'll see them there.
And I've really enjoyed listening to this one. And you guys are talking about the Toyota for sale and it being cool. It's cool if it's somebody else's car. there was a guy in college who had a really old one. And I don't know if this would fit the definition of cool because although it was a stick and no, it wasn't fun to drive either. It was brown.
Okay, there's fun to drive sticks and then there's lawnmowers.
Right.
You know, you have a stick, but it's a lawnmower.
Yeah.
And that's what a Toyota Tercel was.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you asked him about his car, he didn't refer to it as a car. It was the turd. So whenever anybody...
That's funny.
He got cut off.
Aww.
I was like, maybe he called back. Whoever this is called. Seriously, you're going to make me choose every time. You have lost your mind.
I didn't do it. Don't speak negatively.
Hi, this is Ross from Tampa. I'll call in for the first time in 2010. Hope everybody is having a good New Year so far, and that your New Year's resolutions are going well, if you've made any.
Did you have the Super Bowl
for me? I didn't make a New Year's resolution as much as I made a New Year's commitment to changing my life.
We've heard this.
Well, I had.
We have heard this.
Yes, I've heard this.
But it was starred.
Why? I can't help it that you star things we've already heard.
Starred.
Apparently you need a new system.
Hi, Brad and Faith. It's Robert from It's Just Us. I'm listening to the episode where you're talking about you and Faith and Skeeter playing the Wii. And I've had a Wii for a couple of years now. And here's just a little bit of advice for you. Being the only male in the house. You need to get, there's a wonderful accessory, especially for when you're playing Wii tennis.
Is it the Wii Wii? Because I have one of those. Being the only male, in the house.
Oh, that's fake laughing.
And especially the people that are, you know, that haven't been playing for years. It's called a cup.
Yes, I've encountered this problem already.
Helen has this way of jumping in his lap. There's no wonder we don't have any more kids.
That has nothing to do with Wii. Oh, my goodness. She'll run from weird places in the house, and when I'm not looking, and I'll turn and look, and she'll be midair, knee...
Just so.
Knee-led. Yeah. A knee-led jump midair.
Yep. Yep.
I'm just like, oh.
It's a painful to watch.
And my entire body, you know, I turn into one of these turtles, you know, where my entire body goes. And I form this little ball when she hits me. Not like that, you dirty minded. That's not what I meant.
Well, that would make sense.
Well, it's not what I meant.
I meant
that I make a little ball, a self-protective little ball out of myself. Holy moly.
Sorry.
You're out of control. Out of control. Yes, during the canoeing game, she is restricted to the other side of the room.
He has to stand behind the coffee table.
That is the most dangerous game that you can play with women on the planet.
Yes.
So,
yes. Just and a baseball.
Piece of advice there. Love the show. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Which you got next there?
More calls.
Okay.
More calls from my fans. Do this automatically. Yes, I'll do that. Do this automatically.
Faith and Brad, this is Travis. Let it be known that in the episode, let's see, High Horse.
You're still listening to High Horse.
At 5 minutes and 31 seconds and at 5 minutes and 42 seconds, you committed an auditory transgression. And you said,
why would you call them that?
You said pubes. That's hilarious. Bye.
Bye. I said pubes.
That's an auditory transgression. Apparently. I didn't know that there was a list of transgressions.
I'll have to check.
Could you mail that to us, Travis? I'm sure we've checked them all off.
We need to know.
We need to know because I'm sure we have transgressed them all.
So
apparently, all of them.
I never said you had to be dumb like me. I just said you could have my age. Didn't say you had to have anything else going along with my age. You know,
dumb like. I never said you were dumb.
He said he was dumb, not you.
Let me tell you, this is how this goes, okay? And this the best of people do this. I was listening to this very interesting show and lecture, and the person introducing the speaker, okay, was going to say was going to tell the three lies of intelligent design.
Okay.
And now it's a provocative title because he was talking about the three lies told about intelligent design, not that intelligent design contained
three lies. Because he wanted to bring people who believed in evolution in so that he wasn't preaching to the choir.
Right. I guess it's, I don't know. So it was interesting because the first one was that intelligent design is a bunch of 6-day creationists.
This is the guy introducing it.
This is the guy introducing the speaker.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so he's doing a little monologue before he introduces the speaker.
Okay.
Okay. And the speaker is going to be speaking on intelligent design, and he's going to be talking from an irreducible complexity. And he was some scientist, I don't know. And he was talking way over my head about DNA and DNA and irreducible complexity and all this kind of stuff. Well, anyway.
Okay,
so that's beside the point. The person doing the introduction, however, was talking about the three lies of intelligent design. And
gotcha.
The first one was that intelligent design is just a bunch of 6-day creationists. And then he says, we're not. And he says, we're not a bunch of Neanderthal, stupid people with 3 or 4 teeth in our head with Confederate bumper stickers on our trucks rolling around, you know. And I'm like, wait a minute. Did he just call me that? So he just said that 6-day creationists were that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was interesting because he also did an interesting comparison between the Scopes trial and intelligent design, because in the Scopes trial it was creationists who were trying to suppress information and censorship and not allow evolution to be taught in schools.
Yes.
Which I still think if it's a theory, it should be addressed in college. It doesn't necessarily need to be in public schools. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's beside the point. I don't know if you need to be teaching theory in public school. I don't know that it was that important.
Right.
But anyway, that's beside the point. The point is he was comparing that to the intelligent design today, the intelligent design argument today, which is – we're not asking anything to be censored. We're asking to be included. And it's the opposite. It's the people who were fighting back then for free speech and free investigation of all ideas and all this kind of thing. They've changed their tune because it's like only ours.
Yes, you can't tell your version, only our version.
Only our version. Because intelligent design is, you know, coming from a strictly scientific point, they don't consider themselves to be religious.
Right. Well, you get that with pro-life and all that, too, pro-choice. I mean,
it's not a religious. In other words, they're not teaching doctrine. Mm-hmm. They're looking at science. Where does it lead? It leads to a creator. It leads to an intelligent designer, whoever that may be.
Mm-hmm. And they don't like that.
Yeah, we're not going to get into religion. We were addressing this with this school in saying, hey, at school, we're going to teach biblical ethics. We have a private school. And so we're going to teach biblical ethics, but we're not going to teach religion.
Mm-hmm.
If something about religion comes up, we're going to teach the Bible, and we're going to teach that's where we get our ethics from, and we're going to teach, you know, those kinds of things. And we also pray there, but that's beside the point. If a religious question comes up, then it goes to the parent. We're not going to be teaching religion or doctrine. If a religious question comes up, we bring in the parent immediately. And so anyway, I just think that it's interesting how intelligent design views itself compared to. I did it again, didn't I?
You did.
I paused a phone call and then went off.
And you did it to Kidge, too.
So to bring this back home,
it just feels good. Just a minute.
So to bring this all full circle, the guy who got up to actually do the talk, the scientist who got up, because the guy who was doing the introduction was not actually a scientist, he was just an author. The scientist who got up to do the talk, who was a molecular biologist or something, who was talking way over my head, the first thing he said was, I really enjoy the fact that intelligent design is this big tent meeting where people with different ideas can come and pursue truth, remember where it leads. He says, for instance, if you believe in guided evolution, like, and he mentioned the guy who did the introduction, mm-hmm. and he says, or if you're a 6-day creationist like me. So he's just like, uh-oh, whoops.
Kids, we never called you stupid or dumb. You did.
That was the point, that sometimes we make those inferences without meaning to, and we get egg on our face because then you go and you show how intelligent mm-hmm. you are by doing that other thing. And mm-hmm. then,
See?
You don't have to have back pains. I mean, I guess that would be one.
I didn't do this on purpose.
One thing, but you don't have your brain.
It's just who I am.
So, I mean, fine. If you don't want to accept my offer, we'll see what Dave has to say about it. Maybe you can be my...
Nobody wants Dave at 21.
No. Especially Jen.
Nobody wants that.
My age... For you guys too, jerks being mean and
you call us jerks. How rude!
Name calling.
Nate, really, we're reduced to that.
Really? If you could see, this is my. You know, see my shock face.
Using my gift like that. All right, bye.
Oh man, I love me some kids.
He's silly.
And I think this is actually him again.
He's a silly boy.
Okay, what does do this automatically mean? If you're going to pop up and ask me, the box
is checked. You can't complain about your Mac.
Hi,
you can't do it.
No, I'm not complaining about my Mac. I'm complaining about Firefox. I want my Safari. I got to get my Safari back on.
What's wrong?
What? I did want to stop and try to figure it out.
I didn't hear what he said. What?
Oh, sorry.
Hi, this is Kidge. I'm calling for Faith. As you are well aware of by now, us gamers have rejected your gamer your mojo. You are unable to win at any Wii Sports game. We're sorry. You won't have to spawn yourself. Good luck.
Well, apparently it's true, because I suck at all of them.
You do not.
Except for boxing.
You did really well in archery.
Once I figured out how to get the bow right.
Which arm to hold forwards.
Yeah.
She thought we were kidding her when we told her to put it on backwards. She didn't believe us.
Didn't make any sense. You're trying to sabotage me. I know your plan. Evil plan. It's an evil plan. It's like, kid, see, they sicked it on me. Now I'm cursed. I can't ever win any Wii games ever.
Is that so?
Yep. That's the way it is.
A brown chicken, brown cow. Compassion 365.
It's very good. It's a 10.
How about awesome?
Woohoo!
I'm podcasting.
Do you realize nobody's hearing you?
I don't want to know.
Megan, Megan. Then what?
The ladies of MLM. At mylifeministries.org.
Yellow.
She's fun.
God bless you.
She gets me every time with that laugh.
Funny.
She's funny.
Thank you, Emperor, for that. Appreciate that little bit of audio gold. Let's see.
Did he call in with that? Hmm? Is that what that was? Or you just played it again?
He sent it to me.
Oh, okay.
And so, yes. The last time I played it off his website, but he sent it to me.
Okay. Why are you not up with the calls? Are they?
I am up with the calls. They're coming down as fast as they can.
Okay.
Hey, Brad and Faith, it's Travis. I've called you about an hour and 15 minutes ago, and I think I've made 3 miles in the snowstorm that we're getting, and it is January 29th. We have a horrible snowstorm here in Tennessee, and like most of the South, nobody knows how to drive, and especially especially in the snow. Just wondering, this railroad bridge that's above my head with a train on it,
yes.
That came crashing down on me. How quick would that death happen? Just wondering.
Probably.
I see car carrying trains on it.
Probably not as fast as you would like it to happen.
Yeah.
That's the thing with death. I don't think it ever comes as... Once it, we want it to delay, but when it comes, we want it to like rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Right? We don't want it to be slow. At least I don't. I guess if you're a good Christian, you don't, because you just want to get it done. If you're not a good Christian, you want that time to kind of...
get things right.
Make your peace.
So, just wondering. Just a morbid thought. I don't like getting pinned under bridges. Anyway, bye-bye.
What if there was a train car full of pens?
Pens?
Yes.
Like that you write with?
Yeah, or stick pens, either one. And then the train trestle fell.
Uh-huh. And dumped and you were penned to death?
Under a pile of pens.
Again, fake laugh.
I think we knew that. That one was quite obvious, actually. Thanks for sharing.
Oh, I heard something. I was gonna write. What? I gotta think about that. What was that thought?
Oh, I don't know. Oh.
I'm not sharing it now.
Oh no.
I gotta write it down for the error.
You closed it while it was still doing something.
It got mad. No, Gmail got mad at me.
Oh. Gmail error. Gmail error.
Gmail said, you suck. What was I doing?
I don't know. You said you were going to write it down.
Dang it.
Whoa. Hey there, everybody.
Hey.
Hey there, sweetie pie. How you doing?
Hi, Buford. What you doing?
Oh, listen, there's no hole out there.
There's what?
There's no hole out there.
Well... Kidge said there was a hole.
Well, I mean, there's some gopher holes and stuff, but there ain't no big hole with goats in it.
Oh. What'd you do? Did you fill it in?
No, there was never no hole.
Oh. What was there then?
I don't know, but it wasn't no hole. There's a well out there.
A well?
Yeah.
Is it full of goats?
No, it's full of water.
Oh. Well, that's good. I'm glad. Why would Kidge say there was a hole with goats in it then?
I don't know. That's what I came in here to do. Oh, that's not what I came in here to do. I came in here to give you these free dead batteries.
I don't want dead batteries.
They're free of charge. It's a new campaign I got going at the bait store.
Oh, yeah. Do people fall for it?
Well, no, I ain't got nobody to come in yet.
Yeah. Maybe they're smarter than you think they are.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's possible.
They might have a full charge.
What?
Huh?
I don't understand that one.
So there's no hole and there's no goats.
No, there's no... Well, now wait just a second. I didn't say that. I said there was no hole with goats in it.
Okay, so there is a hole and there are goats.
There are goats and there's a well and there's gopher holes, but there's no big hole with goats in it like he described.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to make that perfectly clear that I'm not out there digging holes and putting goats in them.
Okay. I don't know why you would do that.
Exactly! I don't really understand why anybody would do that.
Oh, okay. Well, Kidge said that you were. I mean, he said you said that you were.
He said, well, you know, those are called rumors, and we don't talk about them.
Oh. Okay.
Them aren't good.
Them aren't?
What do you mean?
Them aren't good.
Isn't that what I said?
I guess so.
Are you making fun of me? I don't like it when people make fun of me. I got a gun.
Making fun of you at all.
I don't like it when people make fun of me because they think because I talk funny, I'm stupid.
I don't think you're stupid.
I'm not stupid.
Say you are.
I may not be the brightest bulb in the bunch, but I ain't stupid.
Okay. Do you have a charge?
See, I came in here with that gimmick, and then you're going to give me a hard time about it.
Well?
No, I'm done with you. Oof, he left in a tough.
In a tizzy.
Tizzy? Not a tough?
No, it's not a word.
Tough. A tough is not a word?
Not in the way you're saying it.
Fine.
Wait a minute.
Hey guys, Dan here from New Zealand. Just ringing. It is about 25 past 11 on Sunday night here in New Zealand, which means the Super Bowl has just happened for you guys, but actually not yet, which is kind of weird. But yeah, anyway, I'm just surfing Facebook at the moment and have seen that both of you guys are now the proud owners of iPhone, so I wanted to ring up and I wanted to congratulate you on your recent purchases. Congratulations. And also a bit of a hint to tune in to the Life FM Night Show. At about 10:30 every night, I do a latest app that I found for free that freaking rules segment. So if you ever have any suggestions for that, you can email me, dan@lifefm.co.nz.
Cool.
Because I'm sure that now you have an iPhone, you can join me in basically surfing the internet, finding bunches and bunches of apps that you're never actually going to find a reasonable use for, except for the fact that you will one day get to show someone, hey, check this out, this is the most amazing app in the world. That's basically...
I have learned that so far.
Most apps exist to do. But anyway, again, congratulations. Love the show. Love the podcast. You guys were all really hoping to come visit you guys again real soon. But in the meantime, you stay classy, and I will catch up with you again another time. Bye.
Bye.
Did you hear that? He thinks we're classy, Kidge. Did you hear that?
So I've got to figure out how to get Dan from New Zealand on my F Street.
He is gonna regret. He's just going to regret it.
Kidge,
he's good. I got. Oh, it.
My, did you hear what I said?
No. What?
Okay. I've got to figure out how to get Dan Goodwin onto my F Stream app.
Oh.
Because F Stream allows you to stream radio.
Yeah. Isn't that what Pandora is?
And I think I can listen to him early in the morning.
Isn't that what Pandora is?
No, Pandora is just streaming music, not streaming live radio stations.
Oh.
I also.
That's
have,
interesting.
I also have an.
So,
app.
Like, I could listen to the radio station, like in La Crosse, if I wanted to.
You could.
If you wanted to. I'm just saying.
I don't know why you'd want to. I have...
Local news and stuff.
Again. I have an app from Compass Bank.
Yes, sir.
That tells me how much money I have in the bank. Mm-hmm. I have an app from PayPal that tells me how much money I have in PayPal. Mm-hmm. I have an app from eBay that tells me how much money I've spent on eBay. Mm-hmm. I have Shazam, which actually is cooler than I thought it was.
Mm-hmm. Shazam.
It listens to music. It actually works. I was in Chile because they were saying, hey, it's cool, you should get it. I'm like, yeah, I have Shazam in my head. And they're like, no, you should get it because then it would it would feed the Shazam in your head. And I'm like, yeah, I just don't know that it would, I just don't know that I would actually use it. Well, we were in Chili's, okay, with Sam and
you heard
Daniel,
a song.
And you could hear, you know, there was tons of people talking, and it was just in the background.
And it heard it?
It heard it and told me who it was. And I didn't know who it was, and it was... And once they told me, I was like, oh, yeah, that's who that
is. We have to tell April. She'll be proud.
Yeah, it was amazing that it actually worked. I mean, like it said it was going to.
Yeah.
So then Sam gave me a game called Paper Toss, which where you toss a piece of paper in a trash can.
Why?
Over and over again.
He was fishing last night.
I was fishing last night. with an app. What was an app called? Flick Fishing. Which is another obsessive game. And then Helen really likes Battle Bears, where you shoot the heads off teddy bears and rainbows come out of their head. And if they reach you before you shoot them, they hug you to death. It's all very cute. It doesn't sound cute, but it is. Faith doesn't like
He's
this
He's warping
game.
Our child.
Faith doesn't like this
warping.
Game. Bump is a cool app where you can share information. I have Pocket Money that keeps track of how much money I have in my wallet. I have an app for every place I have money.
I already have
the Buzz app from Google. That's about it. The rest of them came with the phone. Facebook and Twitter. I use Echo Phone for Twitter. I really like the way it works. Faith is writing emails as we speak.
Don't close it. It already gave me an error.
Please, let's go on with the show.
Well, you're the one telling them about their apps.
So that's part of the show.
Oh.
You're not, well, you weren't listening to any of that.
Well, I don't care.
Obviously.
I've already heard all your apps. He tells them to me every day when he gets home. You know what? You know a new app I got today?
Well, today we found
today
a button.
Today I got this.
Today me and Faith found a button we didn't know was there.
Oh, yeah. We found the button that...
Well, there's a button above...
Turns the volume
off.
Yeah,
there's a button above the volume.
I didn't know that was
I've
there.
I've tried pushing it several times and it does nothing.
You have to slide it.
You have to slide it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shows you how smart we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
Apple geniuses.
Yes, we are.
What is automatically doing this every time?
I'm about to tell you the most amazing thing ever.
Really?
And that thing is...
You're Rick Rolling me? Is that what you're saying? Is this Rick Rolling?
I guess so.
So he's Rick Rolling me.
He's Rick Rolling us. It's like being in the 80s again and listening to music over the phone.
I guess.
Wait a minute, you gotta hear this song! And then you'd hold, did you ever do that? You'd hold the phone up to the speaker. You gotta hear this song!
No, I never did that. Sorry. There's an app for that, by the way.
Oh.
Sharing music. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm sure there's an app. You know what? You're never going to use all those.
Space Turtle!
Justin Lamaster here. Last call that you played mentioned driving while on the phone. In Oregon, it is illegal to talk on your phone without a hands-free device.
You see, here in Texas, we believe in a thing called freedom. It was founded by our forefathers 80 many years ago. And we still hold by that, and we don't really go – even the seatbelt law here, we have a campaign called Click It or Ticket. We'll take the ticket because it's a matter of principle.
Seriously.
Well, there's some people that are that way.
Uh-huh. Wear your seatbelt. It's just
I wore
smart.
My seatbelt before it was a law. I don't wear it because it's a law.
Well, that's right. I wear it because it's safe.
Yeah, but I don't like the government telling me I have to wear it. It's my business if I want to kill my body.
It's true. You do have a point.
Also means no texting while driving, which I'm actually hoping this improves the quality of driving in Oregon. There's a lot of retards. there's a lot of people with poor driving skills who may or may not be on the phone. It also might help if they made it illegal to shave. While driving, I've seen that before.
putting on makeup. Yeah, I've seen that quite a bit in traffic.
Yeah, let's make that illegal.
I've seen
make
a guy
list.
Reading a book. They have audiobooks. I don't know if this guy knows, but if he's listening, probably does by now. So, yes, it is illegal to drive if you're holding your phone. So, I'm assuming a hands-free device also means turning on the speakerphone and yelling. I called Thin Ice with that, and I didn't play that one, so I don't know if it worked.
If you had an iPhone, your speakerphone would work really good.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know if you ever come visit Oregon. All right, bye.
Thank you. I will not use my handheld phone.
I will not be coming to Oregon without my gun, that's for sure. All right, what do we got here? What time we got? 42 minutes.
See, that's what happens when I don't tell you about the time.
Yeah, but it's for a much better show if you don't tell me about the time.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Is that really?
I don't know.
Do people want to listen to us for 42 minutes?
Someone.
This is the last call of the day, and it's going to be another instruction on Rickrolling. See, mm-hmm. That's the problem with podcasting. You make a mistake, you get to hear about it like 10 times.
Yeah. Beat down.
From like all 10 of your listeners. It's, you know.
To trick them.
I think some of them have actually done it more than once.
Yes.
Into watching a YouTube video of Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. That is what a Rickroll is. It's very commonly seen in like the whole internet geek community sort of thing where someone will be like, hey, check out this new video.
I still haven't watched the song about the guy with his pants down.
What?
What?
Pants down.
Yeah, the pants down video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still haven't done that one. I mean, I know it's out there. I know what everybody's talking. I mean, I know that it's a joke, but I haven't watched it.
Was there a commercial or something that I saw?
I haven't gone to the trouble of looking it up.
Video game trailer, and they'll provide the link that doesn't actually say where it's going, and you click on the link, and instead it's actually Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. That's what a Rickroll is.
Thank you.
Brad, thank you for your generous contributions to the International, because... Should you give $10 because you didn't know what it was either? yeah, I'm going to stop talking about that now before I dig myself into a hole. So, all right, there you go. Now you are edumacated. All right, bye.
Thank you. Edumacated?
Okay, here it is.
Of course, if I listen to... We just heard that from Justin Lomaster. Thank you very much. No, what was I going to say?
I don't know. What were you going to say? You're never going to give you up. I'm never going to let you down.
So be down at this point.
Hello, Brad. Hello, Faith. This is Tool again.
Who?
Just a thought. I've been listening to, some of your back episodes. Hello, Faith. This is Tool again.
Tool?
Tool.
Seriously. His name is Tool?
Let it play it.
He must have called in and we missed his
We
call?
Must have.
Just a thought. I've been listening to, some of your back episodes again, and I've realized that for some reason you've stopped playing the intros, so I'm guessing that you're no longer lucky, nor you, well, you can't count either. So, just a thought.
One, two,
I
want to
switch up the intro just a little bit, tiny bit.
Okay,
please.
Fine.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So you like the old, the other intros?
Apparently.
Okay.
See, they don't, there's never, there. We never want for opinions on what we should do.
That's true. But I like the, original intro that was written for us by Brian Bridges. Mm-hmm. So that's why I've been playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Been playing it. We're almost caught up. Seriously. I mean, I'm not going to continue to go now, but we got, we're only like 14 calls behind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
We're just trucking along. Well, I think people stopped calling when we stopped playing their calls.
Maybe.
Which, you know, there's kind of this,
yeah.
This,
do you blame them?
Yeah. So hopefully, as long as my voice holds out and I get home in time tomorrow, we will record another show tomorrow and get all caught up on calls. And then we'll go from there. We'll go from there. It'd be great. Right.
Right.
Right. So I hope you've enjoyed this. If we did not play your call that you called in and before this and stuff, then, you know, sorry. Faith's dying over here. She's like, you're going to say goodbye at some point.
It'll happen eventually.
Don't you enjoy this?
I do, but there comes a time when you just have to stop. You drag it out.
But this, they made fun of you. Kids made fun of you for this.
Long. Well, you know what?
We have
make
to go
fun
to
of me.
We have to go get heaven.
Funny.
That's me making fun of
Swifty making fun of me.
Yeah, that's my impression.
I don't have to go get anybody. I just want you to wrap it up because they need you to wrap it up already.
Who needs me to wrap
it up? I am their advocate. I am the listener's advocate.
They can take 42 minutes of us.
I'm the listener's advocate. End it already.
No, you're not. You don't speak for them. You don't speak for them.
They speak for me. So there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Good.
Talking anymore. Puppet me.
Can't finish a sentence around here.
Oh, whatever.
1, 2, 4, 2, 3, 4.
This is for Tool.
Yeah, I never have that problem.
But the movie.
I don't know. I never get interrupted at all.
More loving than I've ever had. Make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not.
She does do that.
Make it feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad. I'm so glad I found you.
It's true, I am.
I love being around you.
I do.
You make it
easy. We gotta do a special Valentine's Day show.
Oh yeah, that's how Kidge and Swifty found us, isn't it?
Because of
Wasn't
our Valentine's
them?
Day show?
Yeah.
I don't know. We did.
Remember, we did the video, and she was all freaked out because she thought we were wackos or something. And then she saw the video and went, "Oh, okay, I'll meet them."
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. We didn't. That's because she would agreed to have. She agreed to have supper with us because she thought Kidge was crazy for wanting to
meet people he'd never seen.
Meet people that he'd met on the internet, mm-hmm. which is generally a bad idea.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
No.
But we had them all come to our house. How smart are we?
Not very. Turned out well. We got to make a lot of
You friends. Sucked me back in! End the show!
You're clipping.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.